Hi, excuse me? Hi, excuse me. Excuse me. Dude, excuse me, are you deaf or just stupid? Finally, God, you've been hogging the elliptical for like an hour straight. Just because we're the only two people in the hall doesn't mean you own the equipment. And what's with the BDD treatment? I know you heard me talking to you. You don't even have on headphones. Yeah, no offense, but that's a shitty fucking reason. Like I said, the equipment isn't yours. We're all trying to work off something here. Some more than others. Can I ask you what that means? Dude, you know what it means. It means you're a selfish, fat fucking loser who needs to get off the elliptical. You're sweating like a pig. You've gotten all your disgusting fat guy sweat all over the machine, and I don't even know if I want it anymore. And if you really needed me to spell that out for you, then you're not deaf. You're just fucking stupid. Get off the machine, hog. And if you've got any sense, you'll use that tarp-sized towel to at least clean it off for me. Okay, now move. Like now. What the hell are you still standing in front of me for? If you're gonna stutter the whole way through, don't even bother apologizing to me. Whatever you have to say to me is probably pointless. Honestly, I've already forgotten who you are by now. Why are you still talking to me? And what's with that stupid look on your face? What? Was cracking the seat on 2-ton machinery too much for you? Are you gonna croak from the exertion? I'm sure standing up for this long is probably new for you. You have money. You want to apologize to me with money. You think money is going to help me stomach you? Do you think you even have enough to buy my time? It'd be a pretty shiny penny for me to even consider spending a second more of my attention on you. So whatever you got, it better be worth it. Here are my details. Don't waste my time. $50? I'm leaving. Don't touch me. You don't deserve to touch me. You don't deserve to even look at me without paying a price for it. And $50 certainly won't be enough. You're serious? Okay. First of all, pig, $100 isn't that much better. You're a slob. You're a fat, disgusting, useless piece of human garbage. And to even have the audacity to stand at full height when you're looking at me should be criminal. Bend your back, a little pig. I know you can do better than that. 300. You're a worm to me. You know that? A bug. No matter if you were taller or stronger or thinner, you will always be nothing in comparison to me. Standing next to you makes me look like a god. Feel a little bit like one too. So if I feel like you're giving me anything less than that, I'm cutting this shit off and finding someone actually worth my attention. But I shouldn't sell myself too high. Next to you, a bag of dog shit looks like gelato. And by the looks of it, I'm sure you couldn't tell the difference. Smaller, little piggy, and try again. Maybe you'll get it right this time. Still not enough. Do you think I'm not being serious? Don't talk. I'll tell you when to speak. And maybe that'll be around the time that you get it through your thick fucking skull that I'm wasting my breath on you. You're hideous. I mean it. You're an unattractive, unnoteworthy boiling drum of human waste. You're so fucking ugly, it's a challenge for me to even talk to you without holding back a gag. To be still talking to you is more of a privilege than you deserve. Wallow in that for a moment. All of this, everything I've said to you up until this moment, has been me pitying you. But really, there's not an insult around that could truly describe the gravity of how pathetic you really are. I could call you a hairless ape, a blinking bag of horseshit, a shit smear on the bottom of my shoe, and even still it wouldn't be enough. Get smaller. Are you really so stupid that I have to tell you what you should already know? You're worthless. You're nothing. Now try again. A measly 800? You know what? No. Worthless might be too kind. A worthless person wouldn't put this much of a burden on my senses. Looking at you, talking to you, smelling you. It might be too much for a girl like me to take. Maybe I should really just leave, huh? Leave you here, wallowing in your own stink. More. Still not enough. Send more. Again. Again. How did you even make it this far without me, huh? My guess is that anyone with half-decent eyesight probably already knew what I'm telling you right now. They probably already thought you were disgusting, probably considered it a chore to be around you too long, probably decided that they'd rather be anywhere, doing anything else, rather than sit there and try to coddle your palpable inadequacy. But they felt bad for you. They pitied the possibility that someone could be so revolting, so defective, that the thought of telling you that to your face seemed too cruel in its actuality. No one wants to be the guy who kicked the ugly puppy. No one wants to be the final nail in the coffin that made you realize how repulsive you really are. But you always knew that, didn't you? You've always known that not only are you not special, not likable, not palatable, but worse off, you're the very opposite of all of those things. Every strained look, every disgusted wince, you knew it, deep down, that that was your reality. You're honest to God's self that without the stomach to really wolf it down, you have always been a less than ordinary, intolerably disallowed, overweight serving plate of putrefied disappointment. So think about it. Aren't you lucky to have me here? Wow. Now that I've finally crushed you down to the weeping pile of dog meat you are, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. But keep sending. Try to use whatever brain power you've got left to split your attention between that and this. See, what it looks like to me is that you've somehow fallen under my spell. Sometimes it happens on a whim, desperate, brainless. Insufficient men like you with no real purpose to them seem to go under the easiest. Sometimes it's a whisper. Most times it's a phrase. But they all fall in some way. If it were my guess, I'd say that that little truth bomb about you being a breathing tub of pig fat may have triggered it. You really must be stupid, huh? I wasn't even trying, and yet you were already drooling for me from the jump, already trying to make up for being a stain in my eye view, willing to do anything to please your goddess. It's a good thing we're the only ones here, huh? I'd say I appreciate the effort, but I don't. Really, it'd be hard to appreciate any part of a degenerate cooking pig like you. But I'll do my best to stomach it. Maybe one of these tries could actually result in me laying a finger on you. But I wouldn't hold my breath. If I were you, I'd just keep sending and sending and hope that maybe, maybe it'll be enough to stop me from ripping into you like I've been. But I wouldn't hold my breath for that either. Come on, little pig. Send your goddess some more dough. I'm not leaving till I've squeezed you all but bankrupt. And maybe, after that, you can give me your car and anything else you may have of value. But until then... yeah, you know what you're good for. More. More, pig. Don't be stupid. Does that look like more to you? Send more. God, you're fucking useless. Do I have to bash it into your fucking skull? More. God, you're fucking pathetic. You're pathetic. And you're gonna make me vomit if I've been standing here for nothing. More. I'll tell you when to stop.